Thank gosh it's Friday, and thank gosh it's summer, because for this podcast, the start of summer signifies the start of a new season, in this case, the first season. For the first time ever, Live with Kaylee is officially on the air. What's up, listeners? I'm your host, Kaylee Brendel, and welcome to Live with Kaylee. Today is June 29th, 2018, which means it's my last episode to acknowledge that June has been National Accordion Appreciation Month. That's quite enough of that. Anyway, today specifically is also National Almond Butter Crunch Day, National Food Truck Day, and National Waffle Iron Day. So in the name of all sustenance, I declare this to be a truly appetizing podcast. Without further ado, let's get started. With phones, all forms of cell phones, being the leading forms of communication in modern-day society, I'm sure all our listeners out there at some point in their lives have partook in a phone fight. Whether it's with a friend, a neighbor, a parent, or a significant other. Now, there are some very important must-dos and some very important must-not-dos when it comes to phone fighting. So, for all the ladies out there, please enjoy the 5 rules of phone fighting with your boyfriend. The 5 rules of phone fighting with your boyfriend. Number 1. Use big words. If you use words in your argument that your boyfriend can't understand, you will have the upper hand because he will feel intimidated and stupid. For example, listen to how this girl implements big words into her argument and the effect it has on her boyfriend.
Stop these mendacious fallacies from spewing forth the assertion that the abhorred virtual abominations, colloquially referred to as video games, are fun is an erroneous predication. The disquieting statistic that numerically represents the obesity rate in America is proof enough of their repugnant effect on society.
That does not compute.
Number 2. Talk fast. If you talk extremely fast to the point where no one can understand you, it will appear as though you have an abundance of information, which will also psych your boyfriend out. Listen to how it works.
Hamilton is the best musical ever because Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote it in...
Oh boy.
That does not compute.
Number 3. Never express doubt about your arguments.
Well, maybe they are better.
Wrong! That is a must not do when involved in a phone fight. Be confident in your assertions or risk a verbal attack. Number 4. Hang up. The end call button can be your most valuable weapon in these situations. Watch this.
There is no way Android is better than Apple. Apple is so much better than Android.
As you can see, that worked exceptionally well. Now for our 5th and final rule. Always get in the last word. Even if your opponent has proven you completely wrong in your arguments, it's still good to go out with a simple,
"I'm still right."
I hope you found these 5 tips as helpful as I have. Now, technology doesn't only give you multiple ways to communicate with your friends and loved ones. It can also serve as a source of navigation. However, GPS, or global positioning system, isn't always the most accurate in its services. It can get you very lost and cause other unexpected things to happen. Take a listen.
Turn right on Western Drive.
Hey, how long until we get there?
Oh, I don't think it's going to be that long. You know, the GPS has got us all locked in.
Perfect.
Head southeast on North Ramsey Street for 2 miles.
Hey.
See, that's perfect.
I don't know. Have we ever taken this route before?
It doesn't matter. The GPS is always right.
Okay.
Head west on Gray Avenue.
Okay, we're definitely lost.
Never ever doubt technology. It's going to take us right where we want to go.
Keep straight for 1 mile, then turn right.
That's gonna take us into a tree.
Oh boy.
Right.
I told you!
All right, I'll turn on my GPS.
Ugh! Head south for 1/4 mile.
Hey, the GPS is always right.
No, it's not! It took us into a tree!
That was a minor setback.
Okay, give me the wheel. I'm driving.
Oh, boy.
Keep straight.
We gotta go left.
I don't know.
No straight. You idiot. Activating ejection sequence.
Uh-oh.
Well, that just about wraps up the pilot episode of the first season of Live with Kaylee. But never fear, we will be back every Friday night this summer with new content starting next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, just like tonight. Next week's content will include a new live call-in game show segment called Name That Show, in which participants will have to guess which characters or character spoke in a clip I played that corresponds to a category I designated before the clip played. They will also have to distinguish which TV show or movie the clip was from. I will explain more in next week's episode, but if this is something you think you might be interested in, please contact livewithkaylee@gmail.com or DM me on Twitter @livewithkaylee, no spaces, all lowercase. Interested in rewatching tonight's content? Go to the Live with Kaylee YouTube channel and subscribe, where I will post each segment individually as well as the full episode. Have suggestions for new segments? Send them in too. Any feedback is welcome. See you next Friday, and thanks for listening.